Yes. Back home now, the number of visitors to Ireland during the key tourist month of July was almost flat compared to the same month last year. To interpret the latest data, we're joined now by the president of the Irish Hotels Federation and the owner of Cork's Vienna Woods Hotel, Michael Magner. Good morning, Michael. Or good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul, and good afternoon to your listeners.
The same number of visitors in July, but the CSO also tells us that there's been a 6.2% decrease in the total number of nights they stayed in the country. What's your read on that?
Yes, so look, the results are out, and while I suppose in general international visitors are more or less on par with last year, it's really suggesting or telling us part of the story. And what really is underneath here is the fact that our domestic market has significantly softened, particularly in the area of the food and services sector. And we're seeing from research carried out by the National Tourism Development Authority, 55% of food and drink businesses are reporting a drop in business levels. And from our own industry research, just actually received the last number of days, we're seeing 77% of those surveyed are expressing a significant and negative outlook towards the winter. And that's concerning because as we leave August and head into the autumn in the month of September, international visitors will start to taper off. And of course, we rely on the domestic market right throughout the course of the year, but never more so than during the winter. And when operating costs are reported to be up 16% and food sales then negative 9%, it's going to be a challenge.
Michael, the line's not great, but we will continue any just for another little bit. Just in relation to the total number of nights people stayed and the decrease, to what extent could a factor like price be in that downturn?
Well, look, Ireland is an expensive destination. I think we all accept that. You know, to get here is expensive. To get around in transport is expensive. And the cost of doing business is expensive. For much of those costs are government-imposed costs. We only saw that as recent as last September when the VAT rate for the hospitality and tourism sector was increased from 9% by 50% to 13.5%. And that's having a negative impact. Okay. And the last thing we want to do is damage Ireland's reputation in the international stage for international visitors coming to our country.
The President of the Irish Hotels Federation, Michael Magner, thank you very much for joining us on the News at One.